Hi, welcome to First Press Church Podcast. At the end of this message, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast channel or our YouTube channel for the latest Sunday messages. We're so glad to have you be a part of our worship from afar. It is our prayer that this message will ignite a fire in your spirit for a closer walk with God.
Good morning, everyone. Man, I'm so excited to be here with all of you. I just want to give a shout out to all my youth. I know they're right here. Shout out to all of y'all. Man, this is a good day. Well, if you don't know who I am, my name is Marcos Henry, and I am the Director of Student Ministries. And it's a blessing and an honor to stand before you and read the Word together. This is the last week of the series of God Is There, and I'm thankful to be just here being able to share with you. And also, our lead pastor, Tim O'Connell, is back from his sabbatical, and so we're excited to have him back. And next week, he's going to be leading us through a new series called Lead Me Home. And I'm so excited. I hope all of you are excited to be here next Sunday, ready to hear him preach. But before we start, if I can do a little fun activity right here real quick, if you can go to your neighbor right next to you and say, Christ loves you. Now I want you to turn to your other neighbor. I want you to turn to your other neighbor and say, you are a blessing because you're here. Oh, yes. Oh, we're done. So your neighbor behind you or in front of you, I want you to say to them, peace be with you. In front of you or behind you, peace be with you, real quick. Peace be with you. Amen. Well, we're going to talk about Psalm 23, and we're going to jump in into important verses that we're going to focus in. And I will ask questions of reflection to help us examine ourselves, but also ask God to help us through that process. But before I start, I do welcome amens. Okay, so y'all feel it? Amen. Or that's the word of God. I love that one. Or that's for someone. That's for somebody. A lot of times we don't want to receive that, but we say that's for somebody, though. Or the last one that I love, this is my favorite one, is that's in the text. That's in that text. Amen, right? Amen. So with that, let's pray and let's jump into the word. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for being here and being present. May your voice call our hearts and our mind. Open our hearts, let us hear, let us be present with you, and receive what you have to share. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, I would like to share a quick story about my life. So when I was 16 years old, I remember a specific moment in this day. It was like if it was yesterday. I was alone in my house when I received a call. And I talked to a doctor, and the doctor let me know that my father had passed away. So I actually had to get that news to my mom and to my family that my dad had passed away. Ever since that moment, every time I heard the phone ring, I would get really nervous and anxious, and I would run to the phone and needing to answer the phone. Every time. And it would be, my mind would just think, something happened to my mom. I need to answer the phone. I mean, it had to happen. I had to answer the phone. And ever since that time, for a long time in my life, I just lived in anxiety, nervousness, worried all the time. And so today, First Press, I ask you, what is keeping you anxious? What circumstances are you dealing with today that has made it hard for you? Is it a relationship? Is it uncertainty? Is it finances? What have I known about Psalm 23 before all this? I believe I would have relied on him as I do today. So my hope is that Psalm 23 blesses you the way it blessed me. So let us read the scriptures and what the Lord has to say on Psalm 23. The word says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The word of the Lord. So I would like to start in verse 6, and just know that I like to use the ESV version, so you might see a little difference here, but it's the same good old word. So I know it's a little different to start in verse 6. It's a little bit odd to start in that space, but I believe that the last verse tells us everything that we need to know about our Lord, our God. You see, David said that God's goodness and mercy will be with him all the days of his life, and he will dwell in the house of the Lord. What does goodness and mercy mean? Mercy means steadfast love or gracious love. It is anchoring, unmovable, sustaining, and remaining love. Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 5, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing." You can do nothing. Goodness means pleasant or pure. It is this idea of pure presence with no malice, this innocence or righteousness. Goodness reminds me of Jesus at the Sermon on the Mount when he says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." So when we read goodness and mercy, let's put those together. What does that describe to us in this psalm? To dwell in the house of the Lord, what does that mean? To dwell is to remain, or to stay, or to return to a place of comfort. David at the end of the verse said that he will dwell at a place that means a lot. He did not say, "Maybe I'm going to dwell, or on certain days I will dwell," but he will dwell in the house of the Lord for all of his days. What does dwell describe to us in this psalm? I want us to keep this in mind, okay? These two things in mind: goodness and mercy. See, I praise the Lord for his spirit who lives in us. And when we can praise God, we can praise him wherever we're at. His dwelling place is not at the temple. His spirit dwells in those who have declared Jesus to be Lord and Savior. So a dwelling place is not a physical place. Yet he meets us in physical places where we find ourselves in relationship with him. For me, it's a house. You know, where you can have some good food, relax, put your feet up, enjoy some good food. You know, when you fall asleep when you eat some good food. Has that happened to everybody over here? It happens to me every time. You know, something like this. There's a picture I have right here, like Friendsgiving. When we had all this food, it was just really good. Sorry for the blurry picture. There's another one over here. All that food, that is just comfort food for me. I'm so excited. I think I do this event more for myself than, you know, for the students. But, you know, this is great. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so this place, there's no harm. Where you are loved and cared for, where is those places? For David, it's at the temple. So I ask you, where is this place for you? Where is your place where you feel like you meet God. I have some illustrations that maybe will help you think through maybe a place. Maybe it might be this place, or there's another slide, maybe there. Maybe there, that might be a place for you. Or what about, there's another picture coming up. Maybe it's the gym. Maybe that's, I like the gym. That's the place I enjoy too, you know. You never know. Or maybe it's that First Press here at the church. But I do want to ask you these questions. Where do you feel? How do you feel in these places? What do you think? How do you find rest? Why is that a place you go to? How has God made that place for you a place of comfort? Not everyone has the same place for various reasons. But where is God showing you his goodness and mercy? So let's jump into verse 1 through 3 and understand what does this goodness and mercy mean in Psalm 23. You see, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." You see, verse 1, David gives God a title. He calls God shepherd. You see, David was a shepherd among sheep. He shepherded the sheep. He had to wake up early in the morning and care for them. He fought anything that came to harm his sheep. David said this to King Saul when he was about to face Goliath. This is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 through 37 that says, David said, I've been a shepherd tending sheep for my father. Wherever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I'd go after it, knock it down, and rescue the lamb. If it turned on me, I'd grab it by the throat, wring its neck, and kill it. Lion or bear, it made no difference. So David knew the character of God. And David knew that there's nothing he needed, because if David was willing to go and risk his life for the sheep, what more can the Lord do for you? The Lord is the shepherd. Not any shepherd. My shepherd. Your shepherd. Our shepherd. He is the shepherd that leads the sheep to places of rest. Places to eat. Places of peace. So where does the Lord meet you in his goodness and mercy? In verse 2, David says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." Think of this imagery that David is giving us, this imagery of what it looks like. These green pastures, these still waters. I believe Colorado Springs have something like that, right? Have you ever been in a place where you sit on a hammock or you go for a hike and you can hear the wind hit the grass and trees? And it's just relaxing and soothing. This is the imagery that David tells us that the Lord leads us to. That when we dwell in the house of the Lord, we receive this rest. Or the rivers. Who has been in a place where there is a stream of water running by the mountains? If you close your eyes and see, you hear the calming, or listen, you hear the calming, constant stream of water. The Lord is our shepherd, and he leads us to the places where we find rest and peace. Let me share to you another story. We have a staff meeting that we have a lot of the times, and Jennifer Holtz, our pastor Jennifer, asked a phenomenal question. She said, "Where is a place that you meet God?" And for a whole year, I felt guilty and wrong because I couldn't find that place. This journey coming to Colorado, I'm from California, but this journey from Colorado Springs felt new. I felt lonely. I felt not settled. Moving to a new place, new church, new friendships is kind of scary. But the Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing because he met me where I needed him and showed me two places where his goodness and mercy followed. So let me show you these two new spaces that I fellowship with the Lord. The first one right here is in the ring. Now, don't mess with me. I will knock you out. No, I'm just joking. I love this place. This is a phenomenal spot. For some reason, I just feel like I meet the Lord every time. And there is my friend Clyde. He is the FCA director. He leads that space all the time. And we have a partnership there. It's just phenomenal to see kids working and seeing the Lord work there. So that's one space for me. The other space is the library. That's my place. I enjoy my library right there. I know it's not a big library. Give me some years. But you know, but this is my library. I love that spot. That is where I meet God. See, the places of rest are not always the same. Sometimes it's in a place you will not expect. But God is not limited in where you are met. So I decided to ask my students, where are the places for them where God meets them? And this is what they sent me. Pretty cool, huh? That's a space for them. Yes, a nice hammock right there. I don't know if that's a hammock, but you know. Beautiful mountains. Yeah, I want to go there. That's great, yes. Wow. Wow. So, the Lord is not limited, and he is good. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28 says, in the ways of righteousness, there's life, and along that path is immortality. What a great way for us to jump into verse 3. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. When we let God meet us where we're at, the Lord our God restores our soul. Think of all the anxiety, pressures of the world, culture, expectation, responsibilities, all those pressures with you. But when the Lord meets you, you are restored. You are restful. Yes, my friends, you are restful. You are at peace, with comfort, protected. You receive goodness and mercy. Let's read this part together. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Right paths. The Lord is so good. Let me tell you this. The Lord is so good that not only does he give us rest and peace and restoration, but he gives us direction to walk in his truth. This is what I want us to hear, brothers and sisters. The Lord appointed people to shepherd his flock. We have pastors, counselors, friends, life groups, community groups that helps us be guided in the paths of righteousness. Therefore, we are here gathered for one purpose, and that is to glorify him. Where does the Lord meet you in his goodness and mercy? You see, this psalm does not just say that everything is going to be great. This psalm tells us that things are going to be hard. The psalm does not shy away from that. I believe that the Lord has given us a community of witnesses for the times of hardship. The psalm does not shy away from telling us the fact that we will walk through the darkest valley. We will hit face to face with hard situations. It might be depression. It might be anxiety. It might be your sin, and you realize that you are not as good as you thought you were. Whatever that might be, verse 4 says, even though, I love this phrase, even though I may, even though I face, even though I struggle, even though I will fear no evil, for you are with me. David is telling us, no matter how hard things might feel, no matter where you are at in that season of life, the Lord God Almighty is with you in it. He is with you in your depression. He is with you in your anxiety. He is with you in your mourning. He is with you in your struggle. The Lord is with you, and he will comfort you. You see, the situation might not go away. And I can't promise that the Lord will remove something from you because I don't know his reasons and his purposes. But God will not leave you. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, that he is content with what he has, what he is going through, what he has been given. He wrote this in prison. He knew the Lord is with him despite the circumstances. What I can trust and promise that he is with you despite anything. Because he is with you, my hope is that you have nothing to fear. Because he is a good shepherd, my hope is that you feel comfort. But God's goodness and mercy doesn't just stop in verse 4. David gives us another image of being a good host and a good friend. Verse 5 reminds me, when Jesus is eating at the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he enjoys himself with eating and resting. Or when Jesus tells Zacchaeus to invite him to his home, he's among Pharisees, tax collectors, and he invites himself, Jesus invites himself in those spaces, and guess what? He changes people. So God prepares a meal in front of David's enemies. Who here likes to eat worried? I do not like to eat worried. Or who here likes to eat scared? I don't like to eat scared. Nobody, I mean, I hope nobody, right? God blesses his people, us, with providing a place of protection and abundance as a good host. God is a shepherd that protects the sheep and keeps watch so that no predator can hurt them while they eat at peace. In the same verse, I want to point this out. My cup overflows. We talk so much about being filled and having our cup filled to be able to operate with God's fullness rather than our emptiness. The Lord provides for us through Sunday morning, like this today, for the week. We come here to worship together, like what we're doing right now. To be filled through his word and worship so that when we serve, we should serve out of abundance, not emptiness. The Lord fills your cup and has it overflow so that you share the love of Christ to your neighbor. So as a church, when we serve out of the goodness and mercy of our Lord, not out of our personal energy. Wherever your place is, my hope is that you are having an overflow in your life. How good is God? You might wonder, where's the gospel here? Marcos, you haven't said anything yet. This psalm already has the good news. But let's do it together. Let's walk through this together. The Lord Jesus calls himself the good shepherd in John chapter 10, verse 14. And his sheep knows his voice. Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. Through his death and resurrection, the kingdom of God is here, and we can worship and live our lives in truth because the Holy Spirit lives in us. We are sinners saved by grace who are able to walk in green pastures because of our Savior. We're able to rest in still waters because of our peacemaker. We're able to be restored because of our Redeemer. We're able to have goodness and mercy follow us for all of our days because of the Holy Spirit. So as we enter into this space of the Lord, be reminded that you dwell in him as intimate friends. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you because he remains in you forever. You see, this psalm reminds me of this phenomenal song that I love that is called Better Is One Day in Your Courts. Better Is One Day. So I ask you this question. Where is that place for you? Where do you receive the goodness and mercy of the Good Shepherd? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we're thankful and we love you. Thank you for not leaving us or forsaking us, for being with us through the hard times, for promising us your Spirit as we receive your Son. May we walk out with a lot of joy, with the goodness and mercy, so we can share it to others, so that they may know that you are the true God, the Almighty One, and that no one is greater than you. You are the King of kings, Lord of lords, and we praise you, and we declare this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Once again, we want to thank you for listening to this message. And if you live in the Colorado Springs area, we'd love to have you here on Sunday mornings. To find us online, just search First Pres Colorado Springs.